Welcome back. First American Title, County Sales Manager, Judy Rattray. Just before the break, I said, how come it's not French like Rattray, and it's Scottish, and it used to be?
Yeah, the full name is Rattray Head, and they took off the head, and it's just Rattray.
Boy, those Scottish, they really know how to confuse things. Mm-hmm. A simple American name like Schneidman, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so we're talking about escrow. We talked about the deposit contingency releases in the first segment. And we're going to talk a little bit about loan documents and why is escrow involved. You have a lender and closing escrow. But I mentioned that I had kind of a surprise question, and this isn't it, but during the break, you made me think of a question I forgot to write down, and that is, what happened to all the free food? Title companies and escrow companies, they were like, it was party central. You know, you were catering this open house for somebody, and that the caravan and agents, or there'd be this kind of little party, and it was a whole lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
What happened to you guys on that?
Oh, boy. We definitely got our hands slapped. So basically, as a consumer, you wouldn't normally pick an escrow and title company because you don't really know that much about our industry in order to select which title company you'd want to go to. So you rely on your real estate agent or your loan officer to direct you to which title and escrow company. Thereby, our clients oftentimes are the agents and loan officers. And there was a time prior to 2 years ago where we would, like in any industry, we would take agents to lunch and we would, as you say, Mark, give goodies and so forth as a thank you and, you know, to build a relationship with the agents and the loan officers. Well, the insurance commissioner, State of California, who governs us, he looked at it a little bit differently. He thought that these were kickbacks. So 2 years ago, there was put in place a very stringent law. It's called SB 133. And the guidelines of this law are so spelled out, it specifically states that you are not allowed to take any of the agents to lunch, to coffee, to spend any money on the agent at all.
So this gift basket that you brought, is that outside? No, I'm just kidding. No gift basket. You know, in a way, I kind of – and so about 2008 or 2009 this was?
Yes.
So, right. I mean, and you are an insurance company.
Right.
You are an insurance company. So I guess it makes sense. And I don't know – does that mean like Farmers Insurance, all these insurance people – they can't really – can they take clients out? Is that similar or what's their deal?
They're under a different guideline.
Oh.
So this is specifically for people that sell title insurance.
So, you know, in a way I kind of think, oh, what's a big deal? They weren't kickbacks. You weren't bribing people. You were just people in business. Look, my friend's in the medical business. What he spends on doctors, on buying them, going to – steak dinners and bottles of wine and the golf clubs. I mean, it's insane. It is kind of bad, really. I mean, it's insane to get doctors to buy medical devices and in surgery. It's really kind of maybe it is over the top, but anyway, kind of a little sidebar, not a big thing, but but here's the surprise question.
Okay,
it's not like a nasty question, but why are all escrow officers women? I think there was one guy. Is it just California, Santa Barbara?
There actually have been gentlemen that have taken on that role as an escrow officer. But as you're right, primarily everyone is in the industry, an escrow officer is a female. And it just may have to do with, I don't know, maybe organization skills. It does take somebody to be very able to multitask. And, you know, there's no reason why a man can't give it a try, but it's customary. You see women. And right now, I don't know one male escrow officer in our town.
You know, and you know what? I think it's fine. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, I think it's fine. Okay, so we talked about loan contingencies in general, and one of them, the biggest, is the loan contingency generally, although a lot of cash deals going on in Santa Barbara these days, 2010 and starting 2011. putting a lot of lenders out of the business. They don't get to do the loan. So you get an appraisal, loan contingency. How is escrow involved? Are you getting the money from the lender, and yet the escrow is heavily involved with what's called loan documents? Why is that?
Well, you know, it can confuse the consumer because the consumer has obviously a great relationship with their realtor, and then they develop a relationship with their lender and go to the lender and they give all of the documentation necessary in order for the loan to be approved. And then the loan documents get generated, and the consumer can be confused in that these loan documents are distributed to them in escrow. So they actually make an appointment with an escrow officer. They meet the escrow officer for the first time, and there they're signing their loan documents. It is the neutral third party, once again, that kind of comes into play here. The neutral third party is the one that is able to stand there and give those loan documents to a buyer without having any interest at all. And they also are notaries. There's several documents that need to be notarized in loan documents. And
there can be mistakes.
Yeah, in the loan documents themselves.
There can be mistakes in the loan documents.
Absolutely.
Too frequently.
Right, right. And they get resolved. If there are errors, say impounds are put into your loan and you didn't want impounds, meaning collecting monthly for taxes and insurance on top of your mortgage payment, those things can be resolved and new documents can be sent over to escrow and we can get the transaction closed. So
that was a good example, because that does happen.
Yes, it does. It does.
And let me say that nobody in the business, for the purposes of this radio discussion, Judy is using the term loan documents. But anybody else in the business, when we're talking about it, it's loan docs, because no one has time to say documents. And we've also had stories where, for whatever reason, if it's outside of an area where escrow is, that somebody has to be sent to somebody's house. Is that usually not an escrow officer? Is it just some people who actually do that for a living? A notary specializes in loan docs?
Yeah, there are several things that can happen. If it is inconvenient for you to come in to escrow during working hours, we can arrange for what's called a mobile notary. And we have several mobile notaries that that we contract with. They go out to the home and they sign the buyers up with the loan documents. Often, if that's the case, there is a charge because this is a contractual employee, and that person does get paid for going out and doing the mobile notary. During a refi boom, which is something that we have just gotten out of, the latter part of 2010, interest rates were such that many people were refinancing their homes. During that refi boom, we had so many transactions that oftentimes a mobile notary would be the one that would sign up, in that case, a borrower, not a buyer, but just a borrower. And there would be a charge that was passed on to the client.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people forget we're not just talking about buying a home, but when you refinance, you need to choose a title, an escrow and title company to handle the refinance. And these mobile, did you call them mobile notaries?
Mobile notary.
They kind of have like little ice cream trucks, like mobile guys. They should have like a big van where you can actually like come in like a RV and have an office. And you can come in and have some wine. No, you can't do the wine. SB 133.
Yes.
You don't want to drink and drive. Talking with Judy Rattrahead. Judy, I like Rattray, which would be the French version, from county sales manager, from First American Title, rather, the county sales manager. Running out of time, we did the loan docs. We just have a minute, and it's fitting to end this way, is closing.
Yeah, closing,
and a lot of times, people from out of the area, out of state, or out of the country, they feel like, well, what do I, we're closing, I have to do something, but yet pretty much everything is done by then, except for the day before closing funding. What happens then?
Yes, in escrow states, and California is an escrow state, we, at the day of closing, very little takes place for the buyer or seller. They do not have to do anything because we have, previous to that, had a wrap-up amendment signed by both seller and buyer stating that they're happy with all the contingencies being removed and that we need to move forward and close this transaction. So the actual closing happens where day before the closing, funds come into escrow. So the buyer has brought in their funds, the lender has funded their loan, and we're holding those funds. The seller has brought in their deed, which is the way to transfer title from seller to buyer.
And they could have done that a week or two before.
And held in good faith by the escrow officer, that neutral third party. So the document, the grant deed, actually gets walked down to the county recorder's office and gets recorded. Once we get confirmation that it has been recorded, meaning that now the title has been transferred from seller to buyer, we then release the funds. And what we do at that point is, just as I was mentioning before, we act as the settlement agent. We pay off anything that has been requested to be paid off in the transaction. And then we also send off all of the payments for the loans that were the seller's loans. And we make free and clear. That's why you buy title insurance. We make sure that the property is free and clear of any encumbrances that the seller had. And now you, buyer, have a property that is in your name.
We end on closing escrow. The program isn't over. I'm going to come back for the fourth segment. No, actually, third segment. So we got some highs and lows, some big properties I'm going to tell you about, and then the fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update. Judy Rattray, County Sales Manager, First American Title, thanks for being in here.
Thank you so much, Mark, for the opportunity. Really enjoyed myself.
You're very welcome. We'll see you again. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.